The good, the bad, the ugly. It's good stories,
bad stories, and ugly stories here on the Two Guys Named Chris show. A gentleman has set the record. His name is Mike Jack for eating the most hot sauce in 3 minutes. They measured in pounds, and Guinness has given him the record.
Oof. He ate. That's risky. That's unusual for Guinness to do that.
Yeah.
You know what they make you do because of the risk? You can't just chug it. You have to eat it by the teaspoon. And he ate 2 pounds
even still
of hot sauce. Yeah, I agree. He went over 2 pounds of hot sauce in only 3 minutes, which is an all-time record, and Guinness confirmed.
Today, Mike, I can tell you it was one of the most intense 3 minutes of record-breaking I've ever witnessed.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
It was a new record title with a minimum weight to beat of 300 grams. And today, you managed a total of 1.123 kilograms of hot sauce, which is a new Guinness World Records title. Congratulations, Mike. Wow. You're officially amazing.
Glad that I beat this record because that was a nasty one. That was rough on the body for sure.
Yeah, I went all the way through it.
How hot was the hot sauce?
It's sriracha. That's the...
relatively mild, I think, in that.
Yeah,
world.
I mean, I agree. Yeah,
still, yeah. I don't even know if I call that hot sauce.
What? That sauce is hot? I mean, I find it hot. I do find that. I don't like spicy. Is that sriracha?
That's the rooster.
That's the rooster. I find that too spicy.
Isn't that the rooster?
Yeah,
yeah.
The rooster.
That's added to almost. That is like the least spicy thing.
Well, but that's.
I mean, I get eating 2 pounds of it.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the sauce they use, so you can eat 2 pounds of it.
Yeah, but he didn't go to like the hot sauce store and get like, you know, burning bunghole.
Yeah, or like devil's anus.
Yeah.
Well, that's a different. What do you call it? Devil's anus?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a different. I bet they don't do that.
Beelzebub bunghole.
Right.
Exactly.
Because of the danger with Beelzebub bunghole, as you pointed out, Guinness probably says you do, you know, sriracha, which is too spicy for me. I don't do it.
I asterisk this some now.
Well, now, wait, but that's Guinness's parameters, and it is a rule. I mean, he ate more than anybody else. It is a record.
It's like
eating the most toothpaste, according to Biggie.
It is absolutely.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, it's kind of.
It is not.
It's like the weakest of the. I wouldn't even call. I don't even call that a hot sauce.
Where would you put that next to Texas Pete?
Way below.
Oh, I think it's hotter than Texas Pete.
No, sriracha is sriracha. Like, I don't even think of it as a hot sauce.
I know what sriracha is.
Do you?
Yes, I'm familiar with sriracha. Uh-huh. It is a hot sauce.
I can't help it. And, you know, I know we're not going to get anywhere with this little argument, but as a longtime member of this program, it's hard not to flash back to our own ill-fated hot sauce eating competition.
A low moment.
Before Biggie joined the program, I believe.
A low moment.
We nearly killed two listeners.
But that was hot sauce.
Oh, that was hot.
That was like Willie's bleeding anus or whatever.
It was Billy's bleeding anus. And I misplaced. God, here's another thing. You probably don't even know that. I had $1,000 in cash for the winner, and I misplaced it. And I was like, where's
How do you do that?
I don't know. It's like I tried to put it in a spot that I would never forget. I put it in a super secret place here in the studio. And then later I was like, where the hell is it?
Where's the winner's money?
I forgot. Because
the good news was the winner was in the ER.
Right. Two people. One, the woman said, I'm from Louisiana. I came out of the womb eating hot sauce. Well, she had a perforated ulcer. And
she doubled over in pain before she left.
Yeah. She didn't tell us that.
What are you doing here?
Yeah. And then the other guy, who was, I think, drunk.
When he showed up drunk.
Yeah. It was like 7 in the morning. He showed up drunk. He was laying in front of the studio with white bread beside him because he was trying to kill the taste.
He passed out on the sidewalk.
Yeah. There's still a grainy picture sometimes that floats around of him.
And they shook him awake. He says, I'm going to sue.
Which terrified the bosses at the time.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Drag him off the property. Which they did.
Yeah. Once he's across the street, he's their problem.
Luckily, he's drunk, so you can almost convince him that none of this happened.
What hot sauce? What white bread? He literally had white bread laying next to him. They said, don't drink water. Put white bread in your mouth.
And what I recall about that day is that photograph that Biggie's pointed out. It shows up from time to time. Mm. I think he was wearing like the a Greek national soccer team jersey.
He was.
Yeah.
And very rare.
Yeah. And the bravado of the woman from Louisiana who said, I came out of the womb eating hot sauce. Give it to me. Give me the hottest you got.
That all you got?
So we gave her Billy's bleeding anus, and it was terrible. It was. It really was. The guy, by the way, who did the sriracha record was asked, Do you get butt burn after doing this?
You know, a lot of people say your butt must burn a lot after you did that challenge, right? And I've actually never experienced burn butt before. It's a genetic mutation. Like, it's like my superpower, I guess, right?
He's a speed eater from Canada who now has this record. And I'm sorry if Guinness is going to say you might. I think they probably get the one that is digestible.
Yeah.
So they do sriracha. And I'll stand by sriracha. I do think that. That's one of those I tried to convince myself I liked, but I really didn't like because it's just too spicy for me. I'm sorry. Go to the ugly story. This is, we talked about the ingesting of hot sauce. Now, some teachers are under fire because of napping elementary school students. Not uncommon, I guess, for kindergartners and first graders to take naps.
Yeah, I've noticed. I think, at least for my nieces, that's ended now that they're in kindergarten.
And they don't nap anymore.
But they have a shorter day.
Okay.
Yeah, we had short days. I don't remember napping in first grade.
We napped in kindergarten. I do remember that.
Yeah.
We would take, after recess, 20, 30 minutes. Nobody ever fell asleep, though. We would always, be basically playing or talking while we're on the floor. But an investigation is underway as some Spring, Texas teachers have been accused of giving elementary school students some special stickers that are believed to have a sleep aid in them.
Oh.
Little Benadryl sticker?
Yeah. The parents apparently now have complained because their kids are coming home saying, I got my special sleep sticker. And they're like, what are you talking about? So it took about a month for them to figure out, wait a minute. These stickers are putting the kids to sleep.
She said, it's a sleeping sticker. I asked her, where do you get this? She's like, my teacher gives it to me for sleeping time. The next day we went up to the school, we bought the evidence up there. We filed a report. We did say we wanted to file criminal charges if this is something that's true.
He said, yes, mommy, I get a special sticker. I said, what does the sticker look like? He said, I get it right here on my hand, and it has the storms with the clouds and the stars and the moon.
And what those stickers do, I didn't know there was such a thing. It's a sleep aid that goes in through your skin, I guess, as a sticker. I thought they were giving the kids stickers just because they had napped. You know, it's like, you fell asleep.
Congratulations,
you took a nap. Here's a sticker. No. They give the kids the sticker before.
Knock them out.
Yes.
I need 45 minutes of me time.
Right. And so now they've called Child Protective Services and the law because they don't want their kids being given this sleep aid to put them to sleep.
That's bad. That's a bad look.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I don't think you can defend that.
No. You want to put them to sleep.
I was going
to
say, I was going to try, but you can't.
I mean, when our kids were little, people would say, rub a little Benadryl on their
dose them.
Dose them up a little
bit. Of course.
Bit.
But you're the parent.
You can't do it. But even then, I thought that was a little dirty.
But you're doing it to
your
kid.
Yes, true. Even as the parent. And I considered it. We considered it. I thought, that's a little far. I don't want to ever give them something to put them to sleep. You know? It just seemed wrong. And especially not the teacher is doing it, right? Now, they've not commented on this. The Spring Hill teachers have not commented on it. Kindergartners are the ones in question here who are being put to sleep by those stickers. Did you know they made such a thing?
No.
That would
No, that's what shocked me. I was thinking, if they gave them like what I take at night, like the ZQL gummies or something.
Yeah,
a little gummy little treat. Snack. But I didn't know there was a patch almost.
There's tons of them. I just Googled sleep sticker. There are thousands of them.
I had no idea that was even a thing. That seems.
You can get them from Amazon.
Yeah, that might be something.
Sleepy patch for kids.
Okay. Well,
that's it right there.
There
it says
is.
Bedtime sticker.
I wonder what if you ask the parents ahead of time? How many do you think would say yes to that? Like, we're going to
give them. It's the not telling.
That's the problem, the not telling part.
Yeah.
There it is. Those are the stickers. Those are the very stickers that those kids were given, I guess. How about that?
Never knew that was a thing.
No, me neither. That, and it's for kids. I wonder
it says 100% natural content.
Mm-hmm.
Chemical-free, sleepy patches use a specially crafted formulation of
some sort of form, but no
oils.
But you say no, medications. It
says essential oils. Active ingredients, mandarin, lavender, sweet marjoram, vetiver, and essential oils.
Does that make it better in some way, that it's just essential oils and not like a...
It's not an antihistamine or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
I would be relieved as a parent a little bit, but... Still wrong. still wrong for him to do
they
it.
They said if your kid wakes up during the night, if your kid can't fall asleep, mm-hmm. if your kid has nightmares,
mm-hmm.
Avoid problems with sleep during a trip, sticker.
Put a sticker on there. And probably
if the kid sleepwalks, sticker.
Yeah, so it's fun for them. You get a sticker, and then they fall off to sleep. The ugly story is on the other end of the spectrum. We go from children to older people. An argument in a nursing home in Tybee Island, Georgia, has ended in police being called after one resident of a coastal Georgia nursing home stabbed another after the first stole his can of Vienna sausages. We had a fight over Vienna sausages. There was an argument. One of the residents pulled a knife and stabbed the other. And, of course, chaos ensued, so they had to call 911. The person who was stabbed is going to be okay, but he says, I'm not going back to that home with that guy. He stabbed me over my Vienna sausage.
What kind of knife do we know?
Does not say what kind of knife in question. And it is unclear what happened to the Vienna sausages mm-hmm. when all was said and done.
Yeah.
We've had controversy over those before.
Once, are they meat? Are they not?
Right.
Well, yeah. do you eat them hot or cold?
I know you made that comment about them being bad meat once before, and we got a lot of pushback on that.
Yeah.
They're my favorite childhood treat.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You said then that you're...
You go to the grocery store and be like, yeah, exactly, mommy. I want to please. And then she'd get me some, and I'd pop that top. Oh,
oh yeah. That's good meat.
Oh, yeah.
What's Baby Shay's take on? What's his hot take on Vienna sausages?
Who knows?
You never know with that
no.
guy. You never know where he's going to go.